So by the last 4 weeks, our messages have been very sort of philosophical, sociological, even a little philosophical. Today, I'm going to give a message just a little more of a personal reflection and just for a change of pace to give us a little time to breathe in this season of Christmas. The title of my message is The Importance of Love. What is love? I actually seldom start a message about love and without asking some form of that question, what is love? We humans, we've tried to answer that question for ages. What is love? Quite a few years ago, my daughter Kaylee and I had the chance to not only see what love looks like, but also what hate looks like as well. We went to Raleigh to attend the counter rally to Westboro Baptist Church's attempt to bring hatred to Elizabeth Edwards' funeral. The people who gathered there to counter-protest Westboro were from a multiplicity of backgrounds and carried with them signs proclaiming God loves Elizabeth Edwards, hope, love thy neighbor, God is love, and a number of other very equally inspiring signs. There was this one guy who actually had two boxes of hot coffee under each of his arms, just walking around offering to anybody who wanted a little warmth that cold morning. Then on the other side of the road was Westboro, and they arrived. Their signs read, God hates fags, thanks for breast cancer, Elizabeth in hell, and other hate-filled messages. Those are real signs. What is love? Well, it's not the signs from Westboro, I can tell you that. And it certainly was part of the spirit of those gathering to show a collective disapproval of such hate-filled perspective, particularly on a day where a family was busy grieving. Events like that give us just a little bit more understanding of love, but the question ultimately still stands. What is love? Those of us who grow up in the church may jump to this understanding of love. Love is patient, it is kind, it's not jealous, conceited, rude, or selfish. It doesn't take offense, nor is it resentful. It's always ready to trust, to excuse, and to endure whatever comes. In most religions, love is linked inextricably with the divine. Christian texts say that love comes from God and that God is love. In Islam, one of the names of Allah is Al-Wadud, or the loving one. And in the Baha'i faith, their teachings state that all genuine love is divine. Isn't that sort of wonderful? Love is all we need. As Socrates once said, one word frees us from all the weight and pain in this life, and that word is love. Well, it's probably not recommended to disagree with Socrates, but I have to say I do disagree. It's sort of ridiculous to disagree with Socrates, but I can't help it. Love does not free us from pain in life. I'm not alone in this kind of belief either. Let me read for you a brief excerpt from the children's book, The Velveteen Rabbit. The Velveteen Rabbit longed to become a real rabbit, not just a toy rabbit. What's real? The Velveteen Rabbit asked the toy horse one day as they were lying side by side under their nursery fender before the maid came in to tidy up the room. Real isn't how you're made, said the skin horse. It's a thing that happens to you. When a child loves you for a long time, not just to play with, but really loves you, you become real. Does it hurt? Asked the rabbit. Sometimes, said the skin horse, for he was always truthful. C.S. Lewis saw this difficulty, this difficult reality of love as well. He says, to love at all is to be vulnerable. To love at all is to be vulnerable. Love anything and your heart will certainly be wrung and possibly be broken. If you want to make sure to keep it intact, you must give your heart to no one, not even to an animal. Wrap it carefully around the hobbies and little luxuries. Avoid all entanglements. Lock it up safe in a casket or coffin of your selfishness. But in that casket, safe, dark, motionless, airless, it will change. It will not be broken. It will be unbreakable, impenetrable, irredeemable. I have to agree, you know, as much as I love the song, I have to say the bouncy refrains of the Beatles song, All You Need Is Love, in the midst of those, I always wanted to hear the echoing discant of the 80s rock band ballad, Love Hurts. I guess I just want it to be real. You see, when I hear love with all your heart and mind and soul, my first reaction, I want it to be real. I want to say, but I might get hurt. When I hear love your neighbor as yourself, part of me selfishly says, no way, you're asking too much. We all sort of know about this dark side of love. We plaster it subliminally throughout our language in words and concepts like love hurts, lost love, tough love, love-hate relationship, lovers quarrel, love sick, love to hate. But when it comes to religion, I guess we want our religion to be a little bit shinier than that. We don't want the gleam of religiosity to be severely refracted by the reality of the dark side of love. Each of us, and some of us more easily than others, recognize that the reality behind love is that for all of its wonders, for the joy, the jubilation, the indescribable exultation that we are reminded of this time of year, we all know to some degree that love hurts. Real love can hurt, unlike any other hurt. So, why love? Why set ourselves up for the pain, the suffering, the sacrifice? Why not follow the advice of C.S. Lewis and wrap our hearts carefully with hobbies and little luxuries, avoid all entanglements, lock it up safe in a casket or coffin of our selfishness? Why not? Why? Well, let's go back to the Velveteen Rabbit this time. This time I'll read just a little bit further from where we left off. Does it hurt? Asked the rabbit. Sometimes, said the skin horse, for he was always truthful. When you are real, though, you don't mind getting hurt. Does it happen all at once, like being wound up, he asked, or bit by bit? It doesn't happen all at once, said the skin horse. You become. It takes a long time. Generally, by the time you're real, most of your hair has been all loved off. And your eyes drop out and you get loose joints and very shabby. But these things don't matter at all. Because once you are real, you can't be ugly. Except the people who don't understand. So why love? Loving and being loved makes us real. It makes us authentic. And sometimes it can make our hair fall out. And yes, sometimes it can hurt. Why love? Well, if we don't, as C.S. Lewis suggests, we'll become unbreakable, impenetrable, and irredeemable. Why love? Because as many religions suggest, love, when we do it right, when we are real about it, is the eternal in us. That is why. As the skin horse reminds us, being real with ourselves, with others, doesn't happen all at once. It takes time. And sometimes by the time we start figuring out how to love others as we love ourselves, most of our hair has been loved off. Will it hurt? Sometimes. But when we are real with ourselves and with others, we don't mind being hurt because of love. When we get real about love, when we get real about loving ourselves and loving our neighbors, loving each one with a reckless abandon in full knowledge that along with the joy and jubilation, love sometimes hurts. Then we can get real about love. Then, and only then, we will tap into a big part of the meaning of life. Then, like the Velveteen Rabbit, we will know what it means to be real. Standing on that street corner that Saturday, as we offered a counter message to Westboro, we tried to be real about our love. Even though some of us seeing that hate from Westboro had broken hearts. Sometimes love hurts. We were there to share our love. And while there is still hurt, still hate in the world, from that weekend, there's just a little bit more love too. And that's the importance of love. Love reminds us that in spite of the hurt, in spite of the hate, there is something in the world that is greater than either. And all we need to do is be vulnerable enough to risk that hurt that might come with it. And then share love every chance we get, and maybe even particularly in the face of hate and hurt.